Okay, well, good morning, everybody. It's September 12th of 2024. Thank you for being here today. Just the meeting, the monthly meeting for the Constable Ethics Standards and Training Board. We have a few new things today, so we're looking forward to how this meeting progresses. But to get it started, Ms. Botka, could you do a roll call?
Yes. Constable Hogarth?
Here.
Member Perez?
Present.
Constable Kennedy?
Here.
And Member Giordano?
Present.
And Chairman Dowling?
And I am present, and we do have a quorum plus one, so that does that definitely feels good to be at that point that we've gotten to this morning. To get started, though, let's get to any announcements to be made. I have a few, so I will get going on that. And this is just a little reminder to the constables that their training certificates are due by December 31st, and deputies are subject to those requirements. So make sure that if you are a constable with deputies, make sure that they are complying with that. And we just a reminder, I know it's common knowledge, just that with the election coming up, the new training has to be completed within 6 months. I am confident that the ACA board has that under control and will make sure that gets done. But the important announcement for this morning is I'd like to welcome Ms. Monica Perez. She's the appointment from CSA. She is with Pima County in their administration down there. So if I just want to say welcome, and if anybody else wants to take their announcement time to do the same, or even if Ms. Perez would like to do an announcement to say hi, that would be much appreciated.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you very much for allowing me the opportunity to participate in this.
Does anybody else have announcements they'd like to make before we get going? Okay, well, thank you, everybody. Let's get on to item C then. Let's look at the minutes from last meeting. Hopefully everybody had a chance to review those. Do we have any additions, corrections, or any motions to approve?
Mr. Chair, Constable Kennedy, move to approve.
Okay, thank you, Constable Kennedy. Second?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogarth, I'll second.
Constable Hogarth, thank you. We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you. We had unanimity there. Thank you very much. Minutes are approved. Now let's take the opportunity then to move on to the public. This is the call to the public, and this is the time the public can make any comments to the board that they would like to make. We don't have any written comments, and we don't take written comments, and they're not read during the call to the public or accepted as part of the meeting record. We can't discuss anything that's not already on the written agenda, so unless one of the public comments relates to an item already on the agenda, or it would reduce the board's ability to act on that comment, to directing staff to study the matter, responding to any criticism, or scheduling the matter for future consideration at a later date. We will give 2 minutes to anybody who would like to speak so that we may keep the meeting running orderly. Would anybody in the public like to make comment this morning? Okay, it looks like somebody may be trying to, but you would need to unmute in order to do that. Ms. Keeney, I believe is what it says.
Good morning. I'm not sure if you all can hear. I am present.
Hold on. We can hear you, but not well. But if you'd like to make comment, you're more than welcome to. I'll go ahead and start the clock.
Well, I want to continue the complaint because of the unprofessional and unethical manner of the constable gentleman when he intimidated me, violated the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and threatened to jail a witness who was a witness on a related protection order for domestic violence and health in effect. That is all. Thank you.
Okay. Now, my apologies, Ms. King. We couldn't hear you too good. It was fairly muffled. I think we did hear enough to get the gist of what you were saying there, although it wasn't extremely clear. Would anybody else in the public like to make comment this morning?
Hi, this is Joanna Galuska. I'm just not sure. Do I speak now or do I wait until you get to that point in the your whatever schedule?
Now would be the time to make any public comment you would like. I'll go ahead and start the clock for you, ma'am.
Oh, like right, do I speak about my complaint against Riz Torres right now or do I wait?
You will not have opportunity later on unless the board asks you a question, but you're welcome to make any comment you would like at this point.
I'm sorry, did you say, sorry, it's very loud here. Did you say I will not have an opportunity or I will?
Unless the board has a question for you at that time, you will not have opportunity then, but right now you could say what you would like and I can give you 2 minutes to do so.
Okay, great. Then I will take that. Opportunity right now. Okay, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, so I did file a complaint and I know I'm now familiar with the way the justice system works. And I don't expect any justice to be handed down. I wasn't even going to file a complaint against Riz Torres, except my son, who is 12 years old, we drove by an election sign for Riz Torres. And of course, my son, because he has autism and repeats everything he says, he's like, Mom, you're basically a squatter right now. And what he was repeating was what Riz Torres said. And the thing is, if you guys have an eviction to do and there's a kid there, figure out a time to come back when the kid is not there, because Riz Torres came and kicked us out, gave me 10 minutes in front of my 10-year-old son, whom I homeschool, who has autism, and now he repeats, you're basically a squatter right now, you're basically a squatter right now. And you know what? My case was appealed and reversed, because what happened was my mother was dying of fucking cancer. Excuse me, language.
All right, but, ma'am, I'm not going to excuse your language. You're not going to use that language. Do we have
an okay? All right, fine.
Let me finish, ma'am. You have 30 seconds, please.
All right, I'm so glad that you're offended. You weren't thrown out of your house, but anyway, that's why the lease was messed up. That the previous people, but anyway, it was reversed. And if you're offended by language, try to get kicked out of your house in 10 minutes with a kid with autism. Just come back when the kid is not there. It's not that hard. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Would anybody else in the public like to make comment this morning?
Yes, I would, please.
So go ahead and say your name, sir, and I'll start the clock for you.
Good morning. My name is Jared Sanchez. I am here today due to a complaint that I had against Constable Rollins. During the eviction process, not only did he break or did he overstep his bounds, he broke my Fourth Amendment rights by entering my apartment with a legal search and seizure of my firearm. Not only did he also do that, he also pointed a firearm at my face and forced me at gunpoint out of the apartment so that way he could do this illegal search and seizure of the property during the eviction. At no point in time was he ever in danger of his life. And I quote his exact words when he pulled his firearm and pointed it at my face less than 5 feet away from me, was that he was afraid for his life because I yelled at him. I would like to know what your training is for your constables that allows them to just overstep and break Fourth Amendment rights. I thought after research too that he did violate my Fourth Amendment rights to an illegal search and seizure, and you guys do not have that right as a constable. And it doesn't surprise me that Constable Rowland is here for a second internal affairs complaint that is being filed against him. I think it is overstepping, and I think it is legal matter that he pulled a firearm on a civilian who was in his underwear and unarmed. If I had done that, and my excuse was, oh, I was scared because he yelled at me, I'd be in jail, or I would be dead. As a civilian, that would be the outcome for me. I hope that as a constable, he's held to a higher standard, and he either loses his badge, or he's no longer to be in office, because he overstepped his bounds, and the entire time, he escalated every single conversation. Not at one point did he attempt to de-escalate.
Sir, I'm going to give you about 15 seconds if you could wrap up for me, please.
Yeah. I think the officer Constable Rollins does not deserve to be in the position that he is in. He's unhinged. Clearly he's unhinged because he's here for a second complaint within less than 4 months of the first one. So, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for keeping that timeline for me. Would anybody else in the public like to make comment this morning? Okay, last call of the public. Anybody? All right, thank you to that. Then let's move on to item E. Ms. Baca, could you take the financial report for us?
I was hoping to have the financial report received before the meeting so it could be sent out to all the board members, but it has not been received yet. And a reminder was that last week to our CSV partners, the last message was that they would work on getting it to us before the meeting to the best of their ability. So no financial report yet.
Hey, thank you, Ms. Baca. So nothing to cover there. Anybody have a question for Ms. Baca regarding the non-financial report we have this month?
The non-financial.
Okay, so then hearing none, we'll move on. We don't have anything, once again, we don't have anything for item F, and that's that monthly equipment vacancy grant that we have set up. I would think that we'd be, that'll come into play here in the next couple of months as new people do come on board. So I would think that with new people being elected and coming into office that they'll be able to work with us through their county supervisors to get some funding to help them out. To give them some immediacy to getting their equipment on that. So item G, the current grants that we have, any possible action on those? And actually, I'm going to ask you, Ms. Baca, could you go through these individually for me?
Yes, so we will start with CNA 25101. That is the Coconino County grant. For the CLEAR program. And I have scores from everyone except Member Perez and Chairman Dowling.
Oh, my apologies. I had 10s across the board for every grant today.
Okay.
Likewise.
All right. So then we do have a full set of 10s across the board for this.
Would anybody like to move on to the CLEAR grant for Coconino County?
Mr. Chairman, this is Matt. I approve. I make a motion to recommend approval.
Okay, we have a motion for approval of the CLEAR program grant for Coconino County. Do we have a second?
Constable Kennedy, second.
We have a second from Constable Kennedy. Thank you. Any discussion? Ms. Buck, could you want to roll call this for us?
Yes. Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye. Okay, so the grant for Coconino, the first grant for Coconino is approved. Can we move on to the second, please?
Yes, it is CNA 25-102. This is the Coconino County grant for ammo. And I do have scores from everyone except Member Perez and Chairman Nelling.
My scores were indicative for all of
them.
Same with me.
Okay, sorry about that. Then we do have 10 across the board, so full set of scores.
And just to clarify, this grant is the ammunition and the firearms are included in that as well. So given that, I did have a point of discussion that I wanted to ask, and thankfully Constable Hogard would know this. Sir, is both Constables King and Thomas in compliance with what they need to actually have firearms and carry firearms?
Yes, both of them have been through the ACA firearms program training.
Okay, thank you, sir. That was I didn't notice it in the application, and I think that's an important clarification before if we were to give out money to purchase any equipment of that nature. So thank you for that. Any members have any discussion or motions on the matter?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the grant from Mr. Giordano. Do we have a second?
Constable Kennedy, second.
Thank you, Constable Kennedy. Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, if we could roll call, Ms. Bakka.
Yes. Constable Hogarth?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye. Okay, we have the grant approved for Coconino's second grant application for the day. When you're ready, Ms. Bakka, for the third.
Yes, it is CNA 25-103. This is the Maricopa County grant application for purchasing gun safes.
Mr. Chairman, this is Matt. I'd make a motion to approve this one.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Constable Kennedy, second.
Okay, and I'll just add a point of discussion. We haven't seen this before. What a good idea by Maricopa County to ask for this equipment. So that's just my only discussion point. We have the first and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Bakka, if you could please.
Yes. Constable Hogarth?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye. Okay, and for our last one, when you're ready, Ms. Bakka.
It is CNA 25-104. And it is the Maricopa County grant application for ammunition.
Mr. Chairman, can we have a discussion on this one?
Yes, please.
And I'd like to defer to my constable peers here on the board. How many constables are carrying rifles? And if they are, what's the rationale for doing so?
Good question. Let's go to Constable or President Blake. Can you help us with that?
I do not know how many constables in Maricopa County are carrying rifles. That would be a question for Nathan Wallace if he's on here and I'm looking. I don't see him. Or Patrice Goodman.
I'm here.
Nathan's there. I would defer that to Nathan.
Okay, Constable Wallace, could you help with that answer?
Yes, sir. We currently have 9 deputies and 3 post-certified constables who are rifle certified. What was the rest of the question?
You know, Mr. Giordano, if you could help him out if he missed something there, if you had a follow-up on that.
Yes, Constable Wallace, when do they deploy those and why are they carrying? I guess I just don't understand why a constable would be carrying a rifle. I totally understand safety and carrying a handgun, but I don't understand when a constable would deploy a rifle. If you could help me with that, that'd be help me make a decision.
The only time that they are deployed is an urgent circumstance when we can't get outside support, and or we will, if we have to have a mission, if you will, on a high risk eviction where we're actually stacking a group of constables, we will generally put somebody on overwatch with one.
Okay, thank you.
Only because local law enforcement won't assist being a civil man.
And Mr. Jordan, I could give my experience, and this doesn't apply to Maricopa County, but in the rural areas, it wasn't something that was used, but it was valuable to have just with the situations that we may be in the very remote areas without cover, not to be used ever unless it was unless there was a necessity for it called for by the circumstances.
Thank you, sir.
And that's the same case even in Maricopa County.
Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, do we have any motions on the matter?
Mr. Chairman, two things. I'll make a motion to approve, but second, if I could change my scoring matrix based on the explanation by Constable Wallace, I'd go tens across the board.
Okay, thank you, sir. Ms. Baca, could you note that, please?
Yes, Chairman.
And we do have a motion to approve from Mr. Giordano.
Constable Kennedy with a second.
And a second from Constable Kennedy. Any more discussion? All right, Ms. Baca, if you could, please.
Constable Hogarth?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye. All right, thank you everybody for that. So we'll move on to the complaint section of today's agenda. The first one, and I'll give just a little bit of procedure. We have Ms. Perez, we do have members of the public there. So we do have the complaints that did get through the initial screening. They did go out to Mr. Jacobs for investigation on this, and he did come back to us with a report on that. So we do have the seven today that some of those did carry over from last month. We'll be adjudicating those at this point. And we will take a roll call on these matters as we go through it. The first one we have is CNA 400-2024, Pratcher versus Garcia. I'm going to put the matter out to the board for any discussions or movement on the matter. And we do have Mr. Jacobs here if there's any follow-up questions for him.
Mr. Chair, this is Matt. Just to confirm, this is CNA 400-2024, correct?
Yes, Bradford B. Garcia.
Okay, based on the information I reviewed, I think this is at least requires a letter of admonishment just to make sure that Constable Garcia understands that this shouldn't be something she should engage in the future.
Okay, thank you. So we do have a motion for a letter of admonishment to Constable Garcia. Do we have a second?
Constable Hogarth, second.
And we have a second from Constable Hogarth. Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, Ms. Baca, if you could roll call for us.
Yes. Constable Hogarth?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye. So we will send that letter out to Constable Garcia. Thank you for that, Mr. Giordano, for your input there. Moving on to CNA 401-2024, Wallace v. Martinez. I'm going to put the matter to the board.
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogarth.
Yes, sir, please.
Reading through this, my notes that I've put here, I've got notes that I think it should be referred to the Board of Supervisors, but also the County Attorney's Office. There's been no receipt for this property given back to the landlord, so we have no idea where all of this went. But that's what my motion would be, it forward to the Board of Supervisors, but also forward a copy of the report to the County Attorney's Office for review.
Okay. Well, before I treat that as a motion, the purpose of the sending to the Board of Supervisors, though, that's usually an adjudicatory thing that we would do after we have something back. Is that the authorities would be the County Attorney's Office that you're talking about.
I would pull the Board of Supervisors and just say that it be sent to the County Attorney's Office for review.
I don't want to misstate what your motion is. So is your motion to send it to the county attorney for review?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a motion to send it to the county attorney for review on the matter.
Mr. Chair, this is Steve Jacobs. May I make a comment real quick, please?
Yes, Mr. Jacobs, go ahead.
This case is still outstanding. You have one person that says something happened, and you have another person that says it didn't happen. I don't know at this point in time which one to believe. There is a paragraph in the report that suggests, although the board is free to do what they will, to interview those two persons independently and see if there can, and there's a third person that could possibly be interviewed as well to try coming to a firm conclusion that this act did indeed happen. If you look at the referral to the county attorney, it says when there's evidence that an event has happened. I don't think we have that yet. I think sending it to them would be premature.
Thank you, Mr. Jacobs. Constable Hogard?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard, I would amend my motion then. If Mr. Jacobs, if there is a third party that can clear this up, or interviewing the people separately, then my motion would be to let Mr. Jacobs keep it until we have a little clearer understanding.
So then the motion that's on in front of us is to continue the investigation on this?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a motion to continue the investigation through Mr. Jacobs at this point from Constable Hogard. Do we have a second or discussion? What does everybody think?
This is Monica Perez. I would second that.
Okay, so we have a second to continue the investigation on that. Thank you, Ms. Perez. Any further discussion? Ms. Bakke, please.
Yes. Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Abstain.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
And Chairman Dowling?
Aye. Mr. Jacobs, if you could continue on that, and we'll look forward to the supplemental report on the matter.
Thank you.
Item 3, CNA 402, and I'm sorry if I do mispronounce, Keeney Lampkin versus Gastelum. So put the matter to the board for any action to be taken or discussion.
Mr. Chairman, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
Reading through, I think there's just been some misunderstanding on this. I mean, as far as your badge matching your business card, that is not necessary. Most business cards use a generic badge anyway. After reading through this, I make a motion to dismiss.
Okay, so we have a motion to dismiss from Constable Hogard. Ms. Keene, if you could mute for me, please. You're free to mute. Everybody. Thank you. All right, we have a motion to dismiss from Constable Hogard. Do we have a second or any further discussion?
Constable Kennedy, second.
We have a second from Constable Kennedy. Once again, any more discussion? Okay, so what is being decided, right? Ms. Keene, I'm going to ask again if you could mute for me. Thank you. We have the first and second for dismissal on this. Ms. Bakke, could you roll call, please?
Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
And I'll abstain from vote. Thank you. Okay, motion passes. The matter is dismissed. Moving on to CNA 403-2024. Ms. Keene, I need to ask you again if you could mute for me, please. Thank you. CNA 403-2024, Gavin versus Pierce. Thank you, Mr. Jacobs, for the report on that. For the board, please.
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
After reading through the report and everything, I've got in my notes here that I wrote down for a written admonishment to Constable Pierce, just letting him know what he can and can't do.
Okay, so we do have the motion from Constable Hogard. Do we have a second?
This is Monica. I'll second it.
Okay, we have a second from Ms. Perez. Any further discussion? Okay, all those. Actually, Ms. Bakke, if you could please on the roll call.
Yes. Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
And I will abstain. Thank you very much, Ms. Bakke. Motion passes. We will get that letter out. Next, we have CNA 404-2024, Sanchez versus Rowland. So hopefully everybody did have a chance to review Mr. Jacobs' report. Thank you for that, Mr. Jacobs. I'll be looking to the board for any action to be taken.
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
Okay, after looking at it, we've got kind of a he said, she said type thing. In the report, it does mention that there was a third party, the maintenance man, Mario. I would make a motion to continue this, give Mr. Jacobs a chance to talk to this maintenance man and see if he can verify one way or the other whether this incident happened.
Thank you, Constable Hogard. So we have a motion to continue investigation on this. Do we have a second?
I do apologize. With all due respect, this is the exact continuation.
No. Hey, sir, you're out. Sir, you're out of order. If you could please, you had your chance to speak earlier. It's in front of the board right now. I do. I would appreciate if you could not interrupt. So we do have the first out right now. Do we have a second?
This is Monica. I'll do the second.
Okay. Do we have a second for continuing the investigation? Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, Ms. Bakke, if you could roll call.
Yes. Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
And I will not be voting on this matter either. So given that, though, it does pass. This will continue investigation. Thank you, Mr. Jacobs, for all you do for us on making sure we have thorough investigations presented in front of us. Moving on to 405-2024, complainant is Knowles, and the constable in the matter is Hogue.
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
Looking at this, it looks like the county's kind of already taken care of some of this on a deferred prosecution agreement. As far as the board side of it, we could issue a warning to Constable Hogue, but as far as anything else, it's... it looks like it's already kind of been taken care of through the county. So I would make a motion that we just issue a warning so that it is on record.
So Constable Hogarth has moved to issue a warning on the matter. Do we have a second?
Constable Kennedy, second.
Second from Constable Kennedy. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Matt. Just so we're clear, I mean, make sure I don't misunderstand. He committed a crime, admitted to committing a crime, entered into a deferred prosecution for that crime, correct?
That is my understanding. Could you clarify that, Mr. Jacobs?
The deferred prosecution that was provided to me did not include any affidavit of guilt, but I think it goes on that presumption. I could not find that out, whether he had to admit to the conduct or not as part of that deferred prosecution.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay. Would we like to ask that question of Constable Ho?
I don't think it has any bearing.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, so we do have the first and second for the warning letter regarding this. Do we have any other discussion? Okay, hearing none, Ms. Bakke, if you could please.
Constable Hogarth?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Nay.
Chairman Dowling?
Nay. However, given that it motion does it does pass, we will issue the letter of warning on the matter. All right, moving on to 4062024, Martin versus Stansberry. It's our final final case to be adjudicated perhaps today. I'm ready for input from the board on this matter. Hearing none, is there any action to be taken regarding this?
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogarth.
Yes, sir.
Looking through it, to me, it looks like there's a great big misunderstanding on parties. I don't really see where the constable has done anything wrong, so I would make a motion to dismiss.
So Constable Hogarth has moved to dismiss the matter. Do we have a second? Okay, I will give it that second. So I will second the motion to dismiss here. Do we have any further discussion before we're going to vote? Okay, so hearing none, Ms. Bakke, if you could roll call on the motion to dismiss.
Yes, Constable Hogarth?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
And as I had the second, I will vote in the affirmative. Thank you. All right, so the matter is dismissed. Now, if we're going to move on to the screening of the new complaints, a little bit different of a process that we have with that. We will put it out for any discussion, but it's very important to note it doesn't take a majority of the board in order to move it forward to investigation. It just takes one member to do so. However, we will still do a roll call of the entire board to get the feelings from where anybody stands. So CNA 4072025, it's AP versus Sinclair. And we can open with discussion if we need to, or motion, whatever the board prefers.
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard, I'd move it forward. Just give the constable a chance to respond.
Okay, so we do have the indication from Constable Hogard to move this forward. Any discussion points from any of the other board members on this matter?
Mr. Chairman, this is Matt. I would agree with Constable Hogard that we at least give the opportunity for the constable to give their side, but I don't see anything in the original complaint that would more than likely warrant any attention from us in the future. But again, I do like to give a constable an opportunity to respond.
Okay, and I'll make the discussion point that I agree with you, Mr. Giordano, regarding that. Any other discussion? Okay, so the matter will be moving forward, though. Ms. Bobka, if you could roll call, please.
Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye. Okay, so that will be passed to Mr. Jacobs for investigation. CNA 408-2025, Galuska versus Torres. Hopefully everybody did have a chance to read that initial report on that, and I'll be looking to the board for any direction to take.
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
After reading through this, technically, I mean, when we're doing an eviction, we don't make an appointment to show up and evict somebody. That's a lot because of safety reasons and that. The plaintiff on this, if she's going to be evicted, she's probably known for probably a month that she was going to have to vacate. And so at this time, I don't really see any wrongdoing on Constable Torres. I would make a motion to dismiss.
Okay, we have a motion to dismiss 408-2025. Do we have a second?
This is Monica Perez, and I would second that motion.
Thank you, Ms. Perez. We'd have a second. Any further discussion? Okay. I didn't hear anybody that wanted to move it forward. And technically, we didn't need the second on it. Thank you for the input there. My mistake. I didn't hear anybody. Ms. Baca, could you roll call just to verify that there is nobody that wants to move this forward? So it's a move to dismiss, a vote in the affirmative would dismiss.
Yes. Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
And I abstain. Thank you, Ms. Bakka. Okay, so CNA 408-2025 is dismissed, and we'll move on to 409-2025, Creason versus Rhymes.
Mr. Chair, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to move this one forward. In fact, you can include it with CNA 413 if you want. Both of them. This seems to be an ongoing problem.
Okay. So to take the, so we have a motion to move both 409-2025 and 413-2025 forward. So we can bunch those together. For both of those, is there we have the motion to move it. Mr. Hogard wants to move it forward. Is there any discussion to be had? Okay. Hearing none, Ms. Baca, could you roll call? And the question is, affirmative would say, yes, I do want to move it forward.
Okay. Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Abstain.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Aye. So 409 and 413 of 2025 will be put to Mr. Jacobs for investigation. Thank you. We do have 410-2025, it's Holland versus Chris Sumner. same circumstance put to the board on this one.
Mr. Chairman, Matt, I'd like to move this one forward.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Giordano. Do we have any discussion to be had before taking roll call? Okay, hearing none, Ms. Bakke.
Yes. Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Abstain, please. Okay, so Mr. Jacobs, you do have another one that you'll be looking at for us. Thank you very much. Next one we have is Roosevelt versus Rowland, CNA 411-2025. To the board, please.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move this one forward as well.
Thank you, Mr. Giordano. Any discussion from any members on this one? Ms. Bakke, if you could, please.
Yes. Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Abstain. Okay, thank you. So, Mr. Jacobs, you do have another investigation to do for us this month. Thank you. And last one we have is CNA 412-2025, Wallingford versus Morrison.
Mr. Chair, this is bad. Just for what it's worth, I'm a no on this one.
Okay. So we don't have anybody at this point that would like to move it forward. Would anybody have an indication to move the matter forward? Okay. Hearing none on that. So we have the motion to dismiss. A yes vote would agree with the dismissal on this. Ms. Buck, could you roll call, please?
Yes. Constable Hogard?
Aye.
Member Perez?
Aye.
Constable Kennedy?
Aye.
Member Giordano?
Aye.
Chairman Dowling?
Abstain. Thank you for that. That matter is dismissed. Given that, that takes care of the complaint section of our meeting today. Ms. Buck, would you like to give us an administrative update?
Yes. We have quite a few things going on the back end here. First is that I have started logging in these certificates, the training certificates that have been provided so far, so I can get the audits completed and email sent out by the latest beginning of October, which would give constables enough time to either turn in their certificates or complete any additional training. As for our update on boards and commissions, I reached out back in June and have not been notified of any further updates since. And so this one, I have been working on my end to better collect the data from our training certificates. Right now, everything that we do to collect the data that we need to do the audit is very manual. It's all done on an Excel sheet. It's a mile long by the end of the year. So my anticipation is that if I can set up some sort of survey site or some sort of technology to help us in collecting this data, it will not only help the admin process, but also the board in the future as well, especially with how increasingly busy the board is becoming. It's still a work in progress, still a couple more sites to test, and then I'll bring it to Courtney and then to Tennis. So still a couple more steps in the process.
Anybody have any questions for Ms. Buck on the administrative side of things? Hearing none, moving on to future agenda and items that may be on the agenda. Is there anything anybody has at this point that they'd like to see on a future agenda? I'll get to yours, Ms. Kennedy, here in a second, I promise. Okay, hearing none there, the only thing that I'm still working this out a little bit. We got a late email. It has to do with the rules on the requirements that we may need in order to move that process forward. There may be something on the agenda. There may not be. I need to work through that with Ms. Buck and Ms. Kennedy a little bit more to see if we actually need an agenda item and to get a good understanding of the rules process so we can keep that moving in the right direction. So that may be on the agenda. If it is, it'll be included in the packet on what we're the circumstance we're dealing with on that. So you will be advised of that before it is on the agenda. So anybody else? Hearing none, Ms. Perez, we're looking at adjournment. Would you like to do the honor today?
I move to adjourn.
Okay, we have moved to adjourn. Do we have a second?
Second.
I said.
Matt, have fun in training.
Okay, so first and second, all those in favor of voting, please vote in the affirmative.
Aye.
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 Any negative? Aye, hearing none, meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for your participation today. And we'll see you in a month. And if there is something you'd like to see on the agenda, please feel free to email me. Have a great month.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.